Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of stuff going on in real estate. I know the holidays with Thanksgiving coming up next week, everything's kind of going. Everybody would think that it would be a slow time, but it's really not a slow time from what I've seen. I mean, there's a lot of people that are coming in from out of town at this point in time. And so they're coming and they want to purchase real estate. And I mean, both of us had people this week that that's pretty much what they did and everything that they came in from out of town and bought, and more people coming in next week. So it's like, if you think that the holidays are here and people aren't necessarily buying, that's not necessarily true. They want to get things done before the end of the year. And that's another good point, actually, is that if you're going to be homesteading your house in 2020, you need to have purchased it by the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to give you roughly, you know, it varies a little bit, but somewhere around $750 off of your taxes, locking it in so they can't go up very much every year. And so that has to be, you have to have purchased your property by the end of the year 2019, and you still have a chance to do that. There's still no reason why you can't be in a house by the end of December if that's what you choose to do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. I mean, the folks that I was working with, you know, they're coming down from Missouri, and I mean, they just can't believe the price point and what you get and the taxes, and there's just so many benefits. And like you said, I mean, they were looking to go brand new, and it would take them 7 months. They're still going brand new, but they've decided to go with an inventory home because they don't want to wait.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? I don't even want to go through this. You know, come January, February, March is going to be like our worst season. And I'd rather just fly the ship now and just get moving. So
yeah,
totally agree.
Yep. So there's a lot of things that if you are interested in purchasing a home, and we're going to go through this week, the six things you have to know before you buy that we'll get into a little bit later. But basically, if you do want to be in a home, get that homestead deduction, the best thing for you to do is to actually be in there by the end of the year, and then you're going to get it on your taxes. It's going to be a beautiful thing. If you end up closing in January, it's not going to be that much difference, but it's going to, you know, you can obviously get the homestead for the next year for 2021, but you're not going to be able to get it for 2020. So it'll just save you a few dollars, which everybody likes a few dollars in your pocket, because then that just gives you more money to use somewhere else or put in your pocket, whichever you want to do. And so that makes it all good.
Yep, couldn't agree more. I like to save money.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. And again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that's also important when you have your real estate transaction is obviously that you're working with good partners. So we have great partners that we work with, one of them, which is Equitable Title, and they do a great job when it comes to all of the title work and that kind of thing in order to get it, to get the house completed and sold and everything. And what happens through that whole process is that when we're working with partners like Equitable Title, you know, it just makes the job easier for everybody. We know that all the I's are going to be dotted, that the T's are going to be crossed, and we're not going to have any problems when it comes to that situation. And when problems arise, they know how to resolve it. For example, there's a house right now that we're working with that has a probate deal on it, you know, that someone had owned it that has died. And so they have other attorneys that they could refer the heirs to that can actually get that resolved, so the heirs have the right to sell the property and you don't have any problems. Another one that is something that they help work on and everything are permits.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We recently sold a house that they had to put new pipes into the house. And so that required a permit, obviously, that was pulled. And because it was done just within the last month or so, what they had to do is that they were able to have the paperwork there so that they could close out that permit so that the new owner didn't have to deal with an open permit that was sitting there and they didn't know what to do with it and those kinds of things. Other things that the title company does is that in the case of when there was another case that we had that there was a satisfaction for a loan that hadn't been recorded. So when they did the title search, it came up that there were two loans on the property. There was only one loan on the property. And so even though that had been satisfied about 4 years ago, it still hadn't shown up on the record yet because the owner had just lived there and didn't realize that it wasn't recorded. So they actually help in getting that stuff done to make sure that all those things are cleared up so that the owners get all of their money and that the new owners are sitting there with clean title and everything too. So a good title company is worth their weight in gold to make sure that they're getting everything done, of which Equitable is really good at that all the time.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, we can go with them with so many different obstacles
that we run into, yeah.
And they seem to always, be able to help us. And if not, they have somebody they can reach out to.
Yeah, so we always get that done. So when you're looking at that, it's like having the partnerships with everybody is obviously important to make sure. And again, that's Equitable Title. They have 9 offices, I believe, throughout Central Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So they're centrally located for everybody, wherever you're at. And so we just like to work with them because they always do a great job and don't ever let us down. That's for sure. So one of the things that I thought that we would talk about is a home closing checklist for sellers. Once you have your house sold and you're trying to figure out what the next thing to do is the one thing is to clean the entire house, including inside drawers and cabinets. And that's just kind of like a common courtesy that you're going to do for the people that are moving in there because they want to make sure, it's like you want to give it to them in
good shape
and the best shape that you can. I mean, they are paying for your house. And then the next thing is to make sure that you close your utility accounts and have them shut off the day after closing. And it's, you really want to make sure that you know what that day of closing is and then you have them shut off because you don't really want the new owner to go in that night and then not have any utilities or anything like that. Again, just a common courtesy. And it might cost you maybe $10, $20 or something like that to leave it on for that extra day. But it just gives them that extra, knowledge that they're going to have the utilities on when they get there. And
yeah,
that makes a difference.
More. In regards to the cleaning, I always do like when I'm done with a closet or a drawer or something like that, I'll close it, and I'll put a little sticky note that's done, but I wipe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I'm done with it. I've moved on, and I just keep it moving.
Yep. The next one is to place the keys all in one spot so that they know how to get them, like the garage door openers mm-hmm. and those kinds of things. You want to create a packet of appliance manuals or service contracts and that you have going on. And you want to make sure that you visit the post office and get that set up. And that's something that you should actually do a few weeks in advance.
I would say so because they say that it takes 7 to 10 days just for them to get it, for them to start processing it. But I think it's more like a 15 to 20 day window for them to start getting that mail stopped and forwarded.
Right. Yep. And then you want to cancel any newspaper subscriptions if you have any, and a final sweep of every drawer, cabinet, and surface because it always ends up that something's left, it seems like. You would want to lock up the house, turn off the lights, and close the blinds on your way out just so you don't have an empty house looking there. And then make a note to cancel your homeowner's insurance. And that, I mean, because when you have the loan's going to be taken care of and everything, but the homeowner's insurance, that's going to continue to be there. And I don't know if you get a refund on that for sure or not. But
possibly maybe prorated, but I'm not sure either.
Yeah, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, but it's just always good to know and to have and everything that you have that proration, if it's at all possible, that you can get it. So that's just a little list for for sellers when you have those last few tasks as you're going through. And if you'd like that list, all you have to do is give us a call at 407-448-3763. Again, that's 407-566-2555. I've gave out my cell phone, so if you want that, you got that too. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So what we've got right here now that we're going to go over are the six things you need to know before you buy. And, you know, like we were talking about in the last segment, if you want to get it in before the end of the year, it's not too late to do that. You can definitely do that. We have a house that we just sold this week that's going to be closing at the beginning of December. So just depending on how everything's all lined up for you, you can definitely get it done. But usually it takes about 30 days if you're getting a loan, and if you're paying cash, you can usually do it in about a week or less. So just depends on if people can get out that quick and all those kinds of good things. So the six things you should know before obtaining a mortgage and before getting into a house. One thing is that you can and should get pre-approved for a mortgage before you go looking for a home. And I think this is really important because you know then a rough idea of what your payment's going to be. You know a rough idea of how much house that you can afford or how much house that you want to pay. A lot of people, in our experience, they can afford a lot more house, but they would rather keep their payments lower. And so they might not be going to their max budget. They're just going for something that's comfortable for them and that they can do that. But knowing that, being pre-approved is really important. And there's a big difference between being pre-qualified and pre-approved. And a lot, like we recently had a case where the people had gotten what it said was a pre-qualification letter from a bank. And when it actually came down to it and we investigated it further, the person had just talked to the bank and told them what they were making and told them, you know, what their outstanding bills and that kind of stuff was. There wasn't any verification of any of it. And there was no way that they could afford that house. You know, a lot of time, and I don't know if everybody knows it, but basically the way that the mortgage limits and everything are set up is they're pretty much regulated by the government that they say that you can't have more payment than this percent of what you make, and your total debts can't be more than X percent. So that's what stops some people from getting, you know, houses, because what we always tell everybody is, like, once you've gotten yourself pre-approved, you shouldn't go out there and do any financial things mm-hmm. at all, because if you open up credit cards, it can affect your credit score. If you definitely get a car, then that's going to impact the amount of borrowing power that you have, because usually a car payment is higher for the amount that you're borrowing for it than it would be for any other kind of purchase. And so whether it's furniture or refrigerators or stoves or any of those kinds of things, you don't really want to be buying anything until you get the house purchased.
Yeah, and that means at the closing table, you sign the papers, and everything's been funded, and you have the keys. Because a lot of times, I mean, we've seen it happen more often than none. Once you run your credit for anything, you start getting solicitation, you know, so much.
Right.
And then, I mean, I've seen people where they go out to, like, Rooms to Go, you know, get the whole furniture package. It's only $90 a month, but they're looking at the longer big picture that you're going to be in debt for 5 years at $90 a month. And then guess what? They're not going to be able to get that house. So you really want to not do anything between the time that you, you know, get it and then to the time you close.
Right. And so that pre-approval is really important so that somebody has actually looked at it. Because another thing that we find a lot of times is that what people do is that they is that when their credit is run, for example, you want to get pre-approved. And if somebody's just thinking about it and you're talking to somebody and tell them what your situation is and they're not looking at it, we'll find many times that there was something on their credit that they didn't know was on their credit, or they had forgotten about it.
Yeah.
And those things can pull, you know, red flags in it or cause a higher interest rate or all kinds of things that you don't want to have. And so, you know, when it comes down to it, we're working with somebody right now that they had some medical issues about a year ago. And so they were late on a payment, 60 days they were late on a payment on one of their credit cards. And so, but as of January, it will be a whole year where they weren't late. And so that'll make a huge difference in their credit score. And so, you know, if they had just told everybody, you know, what their salary was and they hadn't looked at it, nobody would know that that was actually an issue. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to buy a house by the end of the year, but it's going to save them hundreds of dollars a month if they just wait until January to do that once the credit scores are redone in January. So it obviously only makes sense to do it that way and wait another 30 days as opposed to going looking at it short term and then having a huge payment every month.
Exactly.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So the next thing is that it says on this list is that you want to know the monthly dollar amount that you're comfortable and committed to. Now, this doesn't only come into the amount of what the house is that you're buying, because there's other things that are involved in that. So, for example, you're going to have taxes that are involved in that can vary in certain areas, because there might be CDDs. There's HOAs that vary, the homeowners associations that vary significantly. Some of them are just maybe $20 a month, and then some of them are several hundred dollars a month. And so in looking at that and knowing what those whole payments are, insurance, if I didn't mention that, insurance is another big thing that comes into play there. And so, when you're actually looking at what your house payment is going to be, you need to look at the whole big picture of it and not just a part of it. And that's really when you're looking at those mortgage calculators online, more times than not, they're not including all of those extra fees. They're just including the principal and the interest.
Yep.
And so it doesn't include all of the other fees that you've got when it comes to purchasing a home. So when you're talking to a mortgage lender and they're getting you pre-approved, then you're going to be able to have the whole gamut of everything and look at the whole big picture. And you have to be looking, obviously, at the house that you're purchasing too, because that's where it comes in, whether you're going to be able to purchase the, what the HOA is going to be or what the taxes are going to be on that particular house. But one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making is that they're looking at the current taxes and they're thinking that that's going to be what their taxes are going to be in the future. And that's not necessarily what it's going to be. And it's probably not what it's going to be. So what I always tell people, and I think it's it's kind of a misleading thing to show what the taxes currently are, because what people are really interested in is what they're going to be after they purchase. So the taxes are always reset after the property is sold, and it's going to be based more on the market value that you buy. So if you're buying a house at $300,000 and it's in Orange County, for example, for the most part, the millage rate is going to be the same regardless of where you buy in Orange County. I mean, there's some municipalities that add on a little bit more and that kind of thing. But for the most part, it's going to be, if you're buying a $300,000 house here or a $300,000 house there, your taxes are going to pretty much be the same. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Hello, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we've been talking about the six things you have to know before you buy, and that's a free report that we have out there. So if you'd like to, it's a lot of information, and if you'd like this report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081 and extension 1004. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave your address and we'll send it out to you. Or if you want to just leave your email address, we'll send it out to you that way too. So that again is 833-535-8081 and extension 1004. So we're talking about the six things you need to know before obtaining a mortgage or before you buy a home. The first one was to get pre-approved. The second one is to know what the monthly dollar amount that you feel comfortable committing to. And there's a lot of things that we talked about that are included in that. The third thing is that you should be thinking about your long-term goals and expected situation to determine the type of mortgage that best suits your needs. There's most of the loans that are out there today are fixed. And so they're not going to change over that period. They're going to change by the amount of the insurance that you have, and they're going to change by the amount of the taxes. You know, as those things change, then your monthly payment will change. But they're pretty static, so they're probably not going to change a lot because of that. But your mortgage is never going to, your principal and interest is never going to change. And then if you're putting less than 20% down, then you're going to have some kind of mortgage insurance or PMI or whatever, depending on the kind of loan. They call it all different things. But that's also included in, you know, in your mortgage payment as well. And so knowing what your long-term goals are in regards to what you're going to do and what's going to fit your needs, when it comes to a conventional loan, and if you're putting less than 20% down, some of those loans mortgage insurance will fall off after a period of time. And if you're getting an FHA loan, which is a government-backed loan right now, those loans, they keep that mortgage insurance the whole time of the loan.
Yep.
But you can do an FHA streamline. Now, does that, that may take it off. I'm not sure if it does, if the house goes up over 20%.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, because you're refinancing it actually with FHA to get a lower rate or something like that. And so you might be able to do that. But you can refinance the loan. And when you refinance the loan, then you can get rid of that mortgage insurance. So the interesting thing to me, though, is that when you're looking at that payment for that mortgage insurance, you think that that's going to take it like way up and over and all of that. But what we find in Central Florida, 9 times out of 10 or better, is that really the mortgage insurance and the principal and interest and the homeowners association and the taxes and the insurance, all of those payments together are less than renting.
Oh my gosh, so true.
9 times out of 10, that's what it is, which is amazing. So, you know, if you're an investor out there and you're going to be renting properties out and that, then you're obviously going to find some good return on investment and everything that exists for you in that vein, whether you want to have a multifamily house or you want to have just a single family home or a condo or something like that. The condos are probably a little bit stickier for an investor because you've got that high condo fee as well. So you just have to look at that whole situation, but there's great opportunities for investors. But when you're looking at all of those payments together and looking at your long-term goals, if right now, even with all of those fees put together, you're less than what you would be paying for rent, it always, in my mind, makes sense to just at least consider buying and looking at what's available to you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was looking at rentals the other day for somebody moving down here, and the least expensive was like $1,600. And where she's coming from, she's only paying, I think, $1,200 for rent. So she's like, oh my gosh, you know, I thought where I'm coming from was expensive in rent, but where I'm going to is even worse. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, but that's where it's at.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And the number four thing on our list here is that you want to make sure that you understand what prepayment privileges and payment frequency options are available to you. And this is actually really good. What happens is that most of the loans today do not have a prepayment penalty. In the past, there would be something like if you wanted to have your loan for 6 months or something like that, and you'd pay it off at that point in time, they would actually penalize you for paying off your mortgage. Yep. But that doesn't exist too much today. I haven't seen any prepayment penalties for quite some time. The other thing that it's mentioning here is payment frequency. And most loans are set up that you're going to pay that once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, you know, schools of thought and things out there and everything like that, that it's like if you make a payment every 2 weeks instead of making it once a month, or you pick that biweekly payment, what you're actually going to end up with is you're going to end up with, I believe it's two extra payments for the year. And it cuts, like, I think about 13 years or something like that off of your mortgage. If you just make an extra payment or so, if you pay every 2 weeks, you pay, you know, half of your payment and all that kind of good stuff. So you're getting a couple extra payments in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some loans have those options and that kind of thing. There are the 15-year loans that are out there. And so you're going to pay it off in 15 years. So there are different options that are available to you in paying your loan. But the most important thing that you have to do is pay your loan.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to set it up somehow. I mean, I like the biweekly, I think, is a great way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it works out better sometimes too, because instead of paying such a big chunk at one time, you know, split it up, I think, is great. And then, like you said, it saves so much interest off. I mean, especially if you plan on being there long term.
Right.
You know, I mean, why not if you get into a habit?
Yeah. So it's a, you know, and if you're getting paid every couple of weeks, then it just makes sense that
yeah.
every payday you've got some of it that's going to your mortgage. And mm-hmm. like you said, it's not such a big pill to swallow and all of that kind of stuff. But knowing what they are is really what the bottom line is and what's available to you. And you know, I mean, it's like and one of the things that I also found interesting is about if you're over 62, that they do have that FHA product that you can get, a what they call a reverse mortgage, but it's really like an FHA loan. So if you want to make the payment, you can. But if for something happens that you get sick or you're unable to and you skip a payment or something, then that's not a problem.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a nice option to have if you're, you know, if you have to have 50% down, I think. But it's actually a really nice product to have for, you know, people of that age group that, you know, you might have something happen and you want to do it. So that's just another option and everything that's out there too. So understanding what's available is the most important thing. And so that just takes with getting together with the right people. And we can definitely point you in the right direction to get that so that you meet with the right people that are going to, you know, put your best foot forward to make sure that you're in the right product that works right for you.
Exactly.
And there's also usually some kind of discounts for first responders and teachers and that kind of thing too. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates from Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold guaranteed or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we've been going over the six things you must know before you buy, and it's a lot of information. And so if you'd like to get this free report, you can call 833-535-8081, and the report number is 1004. So you don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your address or your email address, and we'll send it out to you. And again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1004. So what we were talking about is, first of all, is that you can and should get pre-approved. Number two is know what your monthly dollar amount that you're comfortable in committing to. Number three is thinking about your long-term goals and expected situation to determine what type of mortgage that's going to best suit your needs. Number four is understanding what payment privileges and payment frequency options are available to you. And then number five is asking if your mortgage is portable and assumable. And this is much less prevalent than it has been in past years. Most of the time, the mortgages are not assumable or portable. You can't take them to another property. You can't have somebody else come in and take over for you. You know, they're pretty much yours and that's it, you know, is what the bottom line is. Like we did talk about the streamlining on the FHA loans, which that's probably your best bet when it comes to that. So what the streamlining is, again, is that that is where you can go in and you can refinance and you don't have to do appraisals and that kind of thing on the house. It's just pretty simple, you know, updating your stuff. And if the interest rate has changed significantly, it would be something for you to consider.
For sure. I just did one on my home and it saved me quite a bit and it was easy peasy. And I think it only cost me an extra like $1,000 on my loan or something like that, because they just refinanced my existing balance and it saves me, I think, $160 a month. So It was really worth it and it was real painless. I didn't take any cash out or anything. If you take cash out, then they have to do the credit and all this other stuff. But it was just refinancing the current amount. I got a much better interest rate. It went from a 4.5 to a 3.1. Huge, huge difference. And it's like $166 a month, I think, is what I'm saving.
Yeah. So, you know, so it might be something to consider. And if you need somebody to talk to about that, You know, just give us a call and we're happy to, you know, point you in the right direction. Yeah. So again, is the mortgage portable and or assumable? And assumable means that somebody else could come in and take over and you would be off of that loan. And that pretty much does not exist too much from what I've seen and in this market. And then the other one is portable, that you could take that loan from one place to the other. Now, the only thing that might be on that is that if you've got a portfolio loan that are multiple properties, if you're an investor, you might be able to switch things out in that a little bit. But that probably takes a little bit of work and all of those kinds of things as well. But I don't hear too much about that happening at all. Everything starts fresh and new and all of that. So when the interest rates are low, like they are now, and then they go up a little bit, then that does make people think a little bit whether or not they're going to move, because they've got such a great deal where they're at. And they're not going to be able to necessarily duplicate it where they're going to.
Yep.
So it really, you know, does make a difference. And the interest rates do affect our market big time. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call us at 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And the sixth thing on this report is that you should seriously consider dealing with a mortgage expert. And I think that this, you know, it's like a lot of people think just going to the bank is fine. And it does work. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to a bank at all. But what happens with a mortgage expert and the mortgage brokers is that they're dealing with multiple banks and multiple lenders. And so they can run your scenario and look at what's really best for you through a myriad of situations. If you're just dealing with one bank, they have their one set of guidelines. They have their one set of programs that they have available, and that's it. And what we find is that when the mortgage professionals and the mortgage brokers and that kind of thing, even if they go to the same bank that you're using right now, many times they're not going to get a worse deal than what you could get from the bank, for sure. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the first thing. But because that's what they're doing day in and day out and the only thing that they're doing, then they're able to get you done quicker and more expediently and everything as well. And that usually makes a big difference. Like, I haven't seen any buddy, and I could be wrong, but I haven't seen anybody go straight to a bank that has gotten a better deal than if they go to a mortgage broker or anything. I think that they get just as good, if not better. And many times it's the, you know, it's like, so the biggest hassle for you as a borrower might be that if it's a direct lender, that they're financing the loan the day that you buy it, you're buying the loan from XYZ company or whatever. And then what happens the next day is that they are selling it to that bank. And so you're going to change who the first payment, you don't know necessarily who it's going to go to and that kind of thing, which it just makes it a little bit more confusing. And but I think that's the biggest pitfall when it comes to that type of situation. But in my opinion, the advantages are so much greater that it only makes sense.
Yeah, because they can shop around, like you said, with different products. Different banks offer different, you know, just that, just different products. So, you know, you might be a unique situation that if you went to Bank A, they might say, oh, you know what, now's not the time. But when you go through the broker, they're like, hey, you know what, actually, I'm working with this bank on something similar. And here's what I got. What I like with them is, you know, they think outside the box.
Right.
And so a lot of times, you know, not every situation is going to be the same. So you need to go where somewhere where they can shop it around. You know, there's like 20, 30, 40 different products out there. And if you're working with somebody that this is what they're doing on a daily basis, they're working with all these different products, then it's like a no-brainer. It's yeah. the same like when I'm doing car insurance and things like that. I would prefer to work with a broker in that aspect, because, you know, maybe, you know, A, B, and C of the insurance companies might not work for me. The price might be different, whatever have you. But I'm going with a broker and he's like, hey, you know what? I got the same policy for you and it's saving you $28 a month or something like that. So in my opinion, it's always good to shop around.
Well, and the same thing with insurance on your house, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Because it's like the amounts vary so much based on what it is. So it's like, so I like working, you know, with a broker as well, mm-hmm. so that I can find out exactly they can shop it around to 15 different companies and then you're getting the best of those 15 and they're kind of doing it for you. It obviously doesn't cost you any more, you know, to purchase it through them than it would be going direct.
Yep.
But it's like you can have confidence that that stuff's going on. And, you know, it's like, and I'm actually thinking about it, that my homeowner's policy is coming up again, you know, in the next 30 days. So it's like, so what has to happen is that, you know, they go in there and they shop it for me to find out who's the best people to have it with. And it just makes sense to get that all done in every way, shape or form.
Yeah, every time it comes up for a renewal, I would shop it and see.
Yeah.
You know, every year like with me, it's every 6 months for my car insurance and then it's every year for my homeowners. And I shop it every time. I mean, sometimes it's cheaper to stay with who I'm with, but at least I know, hey, you know what? I can save a few bucks here or there.
Right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.